ladies and gentlemen, the following episode is scheduled for one fall. Coming down the aisle are your hosts of In the Click, Baby Huey and Ryan Tronick.
What's up, everybody? Baby Huey here for 107.7 The Bone. Back at it for a very special episode of In the Click. And AEW is coming back to the Bay Area for a big night of pro wrestling. AEW Collision and Rampage will be at the Oakland Arena in Oakland on Friday, November 10th. Tickets are on sale now through AEWTix.com and Ticketmaster.com. Joining me to talk all about it is the Bay Area Zone, Powerhouse Hobbs. How's it going, Hobbs?
What's up, Huey? This is long overdue.
Yes, it is, man. No, it's you and I have known each other for a very long time.
Since the beginning.
I was going to say, I was not fortunate enough to see you at the garage for APW, but I've heard, you know, just many stories from that. But I've seen you, obviously, all your years at APW, all the other promotions here in Northern California. Needless to say, I am so happy for you. If I haven't told you already, I think I told you.
You told me at least a dozen times, and I appreciate it every single time, man.
But which we'll get into all the indie scene and all that stuff here. But as someone to watch on AEW television, I cannot say how proud and happy I am for you that you're living your dreams and working with an amazing company. But I've seen you put the work in for many years here in the Bay Area wrestling scene. So, yes, congrats once again for everything, man.
Seriously.
But, yeah, no, so much to talk about. So, how's it mean for you to be wrestling back in the Bay Area for AEW in Oakland?
I love it. I'm home, man. I tell everyone, it is no disrespect to wherever we travel, but the Bay Area has its own different swag. And
yeah,
it means so much to any sports teams out here, to our culture. You know, it's amazing that we're going to be in Oakland.
Yeah, and this is, I was going to say, first time back. I know you're in Stockton last month, which is a little bit ways from here, but first time back since the Cow Palace shows and Revolution.
Yeah, it's in March.
Yeah, so that's the last time I got to see you. We hung out during Rampage. Yeah, yeah. We were over on the side, and but was it Dynamite? You won the ladder match.
Yeah, the face of the Revolution ladder match, man. To do that at home, still in the Bay, is amazing, man.
Dude, I was like, I was off, you know, the side. I was screaming my head off when I saw you climb up the ladder, grab the big ring. I was so happy for you. So what did it mean for you to accomplish a big task like that in front of your hometown crowd?
It meant that I'm here, that the company has faith in me.
Yeah.
I've said it to myself. Hundreds of times that this is what I was meant to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, with Tony Khan and AEW putting their trust in me to be the face of the Revolution ladder match meant a whole lot. And especially I got to do it in front of my people.
Yeah.
You know, the Bay, it made it all so much more special.
Which was technically your second time wrestling the Cow Palace.
It was my third time.
Okay, because I was going to say APW, we had
APW put on two shows there.
Yep, that's right.
And AEW put on a show there. And
yeah.
So I am undefeated at the Cowboys.
That's right. So I was a little worried for you when you were standing on top of the ladder.
You were worried. You were worried.
I was like, oh my.
How do you think I felt? Because
how are you going to get down?
I looked at that ladder and I'm on the last rung and I'm a big dude and I still couldn't reach. And I have to stand on the part that says do not stand.
Yes.
270 pounds standing on top of a ladder where it says do not stand. Like 10 times out of 10.
Yeah.
Things aren't going to work out well. But somebody was with me and I grabbed that ring and, you know, was able to get down safely.
Yeah. So I'm very happy. And I even enjoyed after Revolution. I was in the post show press conference. Yep. You came storming in, confronted Wardlow. And then
I told him what was going to happen. I gave him 3 days, 72 hours with the belt.
Yeah. And so
he came home to me.
And so, yeah, Sacramento Dynamite, you won the TNT championship. Yep. So first major gold for the company. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it was obviously a little bit of a shorter reign. I think a lot of people want to see more of that. How's that been, though, for you? It's kind of like, I feel like the last few months, it's kind of been a little bit stop and go with different directions they wouldn't want to go for you. Are you feel like you kind of like a reset right now with Don Callis?
I wouldn't call it a reset. I would call it me being myself.
Okay.
While we were in the pandemic,
mm-hmm.
Don Callis, you know, came, made his appearance at AEW.
Yep.
This is a true story. God's honest truth. Don looked at me and said, "You are," what's the exact words? He said, he didn't say to me, you could be somebody. He said, "You're going to be somebody."
Really?
And that meant a whole lot because Don has been in this business for so long.
Yeah.
And the chance that I finally got to work with him. What people don't know is Don actually came out to Oakland with me to film those vignettes.
Okay, I was going to ask about the Don, Book of Hodge.
Don and I have, I want to say, been in cahoots.
Yeah.
But we've been talking for a while.
Really? Okay, so
Don has been with me, and he has helped me get a lot of stuff off my chest. So I wouldn't say, I know fans are saying that this is another reset for Powerhouse or Hobbs. Mm-hmm. This isn't a reset. What you see on TV is me.
Mm-hmm.
Promo I cut on Jericho
about
yelling at my grandma and yelling at me, that's legit frustration.
Yeah.
I had some Chris Jericho figures, and that junk ended up in the fireplace.
which was,
I got in trouble for wasting my grandparents' money, but it's, you know, it's that was real. That's a true story.
Okay, so I want to touch on that in a second, your dominant win over him a couple weeks ago, but so the Book of Hobbs, so those vignettes, so did he help, did Don Callis help direct those or just kind of?
We talked and he's like, tell me about your life. Tell me about this pain. And we went to every spot that we could go to that had some actual real life background.
Yeah.
About me.
Yeah.
You know, we went to the spot, my grandmother's porch where, you know, my brother's untimely death happened. We went to the actual barber shop I go to. We went to the actual back alley I hung out with, and we actually saw some of my boys back there playing a game of 4-5-6.
Yeah.
So, you know, so all that stuff was real.
Yeah, no, that's great. Can we expect, I know it was back in end of August, I want to say you had like chapter 2 redemption. Are we going to, under Don Callis' guidance, are we going to see more Book of Hobbs vignette videos?
It's possible, but what you're going to see now is just more dominance. Me getting a lot of bull stuff off my chest.
Yeah, so a couple weeks ago, we saw you come out and officially show yourself a line with Don Callis. You beat the crap out of Kenny Omega, Chris Jericho.
Like I said, he would just call me the Can Man because anybody can get it. Chris and Kenny got it that night.
So now you're part of the Don Callis family, which Takesha, Sammy Guevara, yourself now.
Will Ospreay is part of that.
Yeah, Will Ospreay as well. Yeah, so can we see more members joining? Because
It's yet to be told.
Okay. Because it's definitely a callback for like the Heenan family. Is that a safe comparison to make?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll say that.
So yeah, Bobby the Brain Heenan
The Heenan family had its own individual stars.
Yeah, exactly.
And I believe everyone in this group is their own individual star.
Yeah. No, I'm really excited to see what's next for you guys. Do you kind of, I know, break surprises, but can you kind of maybe foreshadow what's next for the Don Callis family? What can we expect?
What I will tell you is that apparently Jericho says he has a friend that's bigger than me.
Yes.
So I'm waiting to see who this friend is.
I would like to
say that I don't know how good of a friend Chris is going to be. Why would you want to put your friend in harm's way?
Yes, he's had some questionable relationships and friendships that have ended poorly.
Like I said, you know, anybody can get it. So, you know, we're waiting to see.
Okay, no, that's great to see. I'm super excited to see, what's next with you guys and the Don Callis family. But, you know, a couple weeks ago, you dominated against Chris Jericho, a legend in this business. So
one of the GOATs.
Yeah.
The greatest.
I mean, he's a buddy of mine. So
yeah, well, man.
How'd
you feel about that?
I was bummed. Like, I'm like, dude, you're beating the crap. Like, well, two of my friends are in the ring.
There we go. I was gonna say, well, what am I?
No, I was gonna say two of my friends going at it, but to see you have this dominant
win over him. I mean, in hindsight now, what does it mean for you to have a big win over a legend like that?
It means that, like I said, it means that I was meant to do this.
Yes, absolutely.
I've earned everything in the past 3 years that has been thrown at me. Every opportunity that I've had, I Hank Aaron'd it.
Yeah.
Hit it out the park.
Well, you've earned it, though, and I think that's the big thing. A lot of us as fans, especially here in the Bay Area where you're from, we've seen you grind it out for so many years, and when you had that opportunity to show up in AEW back in 2020, yeah. And you've been on this tear with Team Taz, you know, QT Marshall, now Don Callis, but we're so proud. You put the work in, and what does it mean for you that, like, you're reaching success kind of at a little bit of a later point in your life? Mm-hmm. It wasn't like early on. You had to grind it out. What does that mean for you?
I have children.
Yeah.
And I've been told countless times that I wouldn't get to this point. Mm-hmm. But I've been grinding, and I'm not complacent where mm-hmm. I'm at. This just isn't enough. Mm-hmm. I want more. I want it all. So just the fact that I can keep being consistent and doing what I'm doing and asking the right questions, getting help, knowing what I can do to change, that speaks a lot.
Who's on the AEW roster that you've kind of gone to for advice and help?
There's been so many. You name Mark Henry, who's been one, Arn Anderson, Billy Gunn. You know, before he got it, it was Chris Jericho. You know, there's been Dean Malenko. You know, there's been Sanjay Dutt. There's been so many names.
Yeah.
You know, even before he got it, Kenny.
Yeah.
Young Bucks. You know, it's been so many people that I can actually approach, and they're willing to help the younger guys.
Yeah.
You know, I think that, I've played sports, and, you know, sometimes there's the vets don't want to help the younger guys, just throw them in the water, learn for yourself, and yep. You make a mistake, we'll tell you. But what I love about AEW is that everyone is willing to help each other.
That's really cool to hear. And I think that's something I wish, gets focused on more. I feel like lately, me personally, I'm a big hardcore fan, so I keep track of it all mm-hmm. online. Is it a little frustrating sometimes when maybe the backstage locker room drama maybe sometimes gets a little bit too focused on various news websites and maybe more instead of what happens on TV?
You know, there's just a lot of, I may not be quoting it right, but I saw this interview with Michael Strahan, and he's just talking about the media.
Yeah.
That, that he knows that the media, he doesn't actually focus on the BS that the media puts out there. You know,
okay.
Is it more entertaining and eye-catchy to talk about something bad versus talk about something good? You know,
yeah.
What's going to catch the people's eye?
Yeah.
And I think right now as a company, we're focusing on all the good that's yeah. happening.
Well, and that's the thing with the good. I mean, from what end of summer to now, I feel like things are getting back on a roll again. There's some really great storylines starting to develop.
Just look at this past Collision. The main event was definitely 100% a pay-per-view quality match.
Oh, absolutely. MJF, Kenny Omega. I mean, yes.
Lucky I didn't make an appearance. it's on TV. You didn't have to pay for that.
Exactly.
And that's what we're giving the fans.
Well, even, going back end of August, All In, Wembley Stadium, hugest crowd for a wrestling show.
Yes.
What did it mean for you? I mean, you had your contract signing with Miro that day. I mean, what was it like just to be in front of that many people?
I ain't never seen that many people like in my life.
Yeah.
But it was amazing.
Yeah.
You know, to step outside our box, go into foreign waters, and it let the company know that we're doing the right thing.
Yes. And
you could tell all week just walking in, all the fans at the hotel, walking down the street, people coming up to you. It's just like, man, you felt like a rock star out there.
Yeah.
Who knows? They may not ever get another chance to see you. So, you do what you got to do and Keep it moving.
I know. Like I said, super happy for you to go from the garage, the APW garage.
To a smelly garage to Wembley Stadium.
Can we talk about that real quick? Like, because what I was referencing earlier, you grinding. And APW, for, you know, locally here, All Pro Wrestling, was one of our biggest promotions. Yep. You know, knock on wood, it will come back at some point.
Marcus Mack.
Yeah, come on, Marcus. I've seen you wrestle so many times there. And like, I was just thinking back in my head, you know, just prepping to talk to you today, like 2016, 17, 18, there was like this really big boom period for Bay Area wrestling.
Oh, yeah. Everybody wanted it.
Right. I mean, but I feel like so many guys that wrestled through APW in the Bay Area scene, Northern California, all got signed by like 2019. Looking back on hindsight now, what was, from your perspective, what was that Bay Area wrestling scene like for you? I imagine it was very competitive.
It was very competitive because every week there were shows going on.
Yeah.
It's like you had to show up and show out any opportunity you get, whether you were just in for a battle royal or whether you're just thrown in a match. There's a lot of great talent out here.
Yeah, I was going to say you,
a lot.
Jungle Boy, Jacob Fatu, Cobb, Jeff Cobb, I mean, Carl Fredericks. I mean, the names go on and on, just all that talent. So did you feel like all you guys kind of pushed each other to
Because I don't like anyone. This is Will Hobbs and Will Hobson. I don't like anyone showing me up.
Okay, yeah.
I don't. Like, I'm very competitive. It's just probably the way I grew up and who I grew up with. I don't like being outshined or outshone. Like it frustrates me, but it makes competition. It makes you better.
Yeah. And I think like early on it felt like some other guys got signed early, and I think a lot of people were like, well, what's next for Will? And so, you know, when you showed up, but September 2020, everyone was like, oh my God. Like, I remember social media just here, like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, locally. Everyone was like, tune in, check out Will. So what is the Bay Area scene showing that much support for you?
I love the Bay. I say the Bay is family, man.
Yeah.
And I'm excited for November 10th when we're at the Oakland Arena. It's crazy. It's a different vibe. It's a different culture out here. You know, the New York East Coast has its own culture. You know, down south they have their own culture. Even up in Seattle, they have their own culture, but here the Bay, it's different.
Well, I was gonna say West Coast, best coast.
I believe that
West Coast pro wrestling definitely, you know, that's like their mission statement, you know, locally here. So, you know, just to see you a product of that is just so like amazing, and just, you know, we're all proud of you. I mean, I know Collision November 10th at Oakland Arena, still a little bit of ways away. Get your tickets now, Ticketmaster, AEWTix.com. Do you kind of know yet potentially what you might be doing that night?
I'm going to call it a homecoming for me. You know, AEW, Tony Khan knows what the Bay means to me.
Okay.
You know, we saw that back in March at the Cow Palace. You know, we saw it at Chase Center.
Yeah.
So I have no choice but to show up and show out, like, you know, like prime time, baby.
Absolutely. I do want to touch on real quick, Adam Copeland.
Yes.
Just signed with AEW.
Huge signing.
One of the legends as well in pro wrestling. Yes. So have you had a chance to interact with him?
Yeah, we've talked. I spoke to him after my match at All Out with Miro. Okay. You got some, it's crazy. I'm getting props from him.
Yeah.
After watching him for so long.
Yeah.
I felt the same way when Christian came along and I got to wrestle him, his second match back on TV.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just all these guys you grew up watching and then giving you pointers. And you can actually genuinely tell that they actually mean it.
Yeah.
And you can just, the look you get when you come up to them.
Yeah.
You know, I believe as a one of the younger guys on the roster, that I'm not going to wait for you to come up to me. I'm going to come up to you like, hey, Adam, what can I do about this? What didn't work? What worked?
Yeah.
This is why I did this. Can you tell me why I didn't need to do it? So it's just, man, it's great.
That's really cool. I mean, Will, listen, I know you got a busy day. You got to get ready for Dynamite this week and travel, man, all that stuff.
We got it going, man. I got to see what's going on, man, because I got to call Don up and leave it at that.
All right. Well, like I said, I'm super excited. If you couldn't tell, there's a ton of stuff I can talk about with you. I feel like we need to have a part two.
We do.
Of this conversation.
We do.
You don't live that far from me. So yeah, we can, we should pick this up again very soon.
Let's do it.
So yeah, I encourage everyone. Get to Oakland. Get to Oakland Arena, November 10th. AEW Collision. Also, Rampage will be that night. So it's what, 3 hours of nonstop action that night for pro wrestling fans. I do want to shout out AEW Full Gear. We'll be streaming live on pay per view down in LA on
still the West Coast.
I was gonna say November 18th.
Still
so
the West Coast.
If you're a fan of AEW, obviously buy the pay per view for Full Gear the following weekend. Congrats again
Thank
on everything.
You, man. I appreciate it. Man.
I really appreciate you being making the time.
You've seen the beginning. So I appreciate this.
Even the Blue Mohawk days.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
Listen, I'm sure somebody's going to Google that, you know. But yeah, I did have a Blue Mohawk
Sorry.
A little bit. Had some bleach blonde hair for a little bit. So.
Our mutual friend Phil told me about that.
That picture's all on Google.
Awesome. Well, good luck. AEWTix.com for all your tickets, Ticketmaster.com, all wrestling.com for more info as well. And yes, Will, I will be cheering for you and at
good
the Oakland
answer.
Arena.
Good answer.
Thank you so much for making the time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. There you have it. Thank you again to Powerhouse Hobbs for being on this show. Go get your tickets for AEW Collision and Rampage live at the Oakland Arena in Oakland on Friday, November 10th. For tickets, go to AEWTix.com and also Ticketmaster.com. For more info, go to AllEliteWrestling.com. Also, remember to watch new episodes of AEW Dynamite every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. live on TBS and AEW Rampage every Friday night at 10 p.m. live on TNT and AEW Collision every Saturday night at 8 p.m. live on TNT. You can follow Powerhouse Hobbs on Twitter at TrueWillieHobbs and Instagram at True_Will_Hobbs. Make sure to follow AEW on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube as well. All right, Clicksters, let's go home now. Remember to subscribe to In the Click on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts. We're also on a ton of other major podcast platforms. Help the show out by rating, reviewing, leave a comment, and share the podcast. Subscribe to In the Click's YouTube channel. Watch the videos, give them all a thumbs up, and leave a comment. Please follow In the Click on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Just search for @InTheClick. Email us at InTheClick@gmail.com. Once again, thank you for tuning in and for all the support. And that's the bottom line, because Huey said so.